Broadcasting live from Roberta's in Bushwick, Brooklyn, you're listening to HeritageRadioNetwork.com.
Welcome back to The Speakeasy. I'm your host, Damon Bolte. Today, we have a very special show for you. When I was originally asked to come and host a show on this station, I had been talking with Patrick Martins, the owner of the Heritage Radio Network, and it had been about a year, and he had asked me where I was getting my inspiration for my cocktail designs. And I told him, you know, time and time again, that I get a lot of my inspiration from music, but I'm not the only one. A lot of our past guests, bartenders, brand ambassadors, people that are enthusiasts, get a lot of inspiration from the music that they grew up with and listen to now. And be it new or old, most of the time it is old, it's very inspirational to use song titles, bands, albums, I mean, in movies, books, anything, really. Any art form inspires another art form, in this case being drinks. So today we're going to focus on some of the favorite drinking songs of past Heritage Radio Network guests, specifically on the Speakeasy. That last one was Loretta Lynn, Don't Come Home a Drinkin' with Lovin' on Your Mind. You know, most drinking songs that we think about in the United States are obviously old country western songs, which is great. You don't really find a lot of bands and musicians that will go there and talk about drinking so openly as do country western artists. And I think it definitely has a lot to do with the lifestyle and, you know, the hardships and also the simple fun of the drinking and the lifestyle that it brings. What we're going to look at today, what we're going to listen to, rather, is a mixture of songs suggested by, like I said, past guests. Some of them are more jovial, upbeat drinking songs, and some of them are on the other side, kind of letting you know that it's, you know, there are hardships to that. But the next one that we're going to play is actually an old George Jones song, which, man, he's got just as many drinking songs as Loretta Lynn does. But this version is actually done by the Byrds. And Grant Parsons had joined the Byrds, right, there in the later 60s, and they did Sweetheart of the Rodeo, which kind of got the Byrds playing more country western music. They added pedal steel and started doing some in my opinion, some of the best work that the Byrds ever did, eventually turning into the Flying Burrito Brothers. But Graham Parsons was a very, very, very purist country artist, but he also liked to dabble in the different vices, and so it added kind of like a psychedelic rock and roll aspect to his music. And, you know, going back to the fun and the hardships, a buddy of mine, James, and I share the passion for Graham Parsons and his music, and he's actually not a drinker. He doesn't drink anymore, but it's one of those cool things that brings us together. You know, a lot of people think that sober people and drinkers can't hang out together, but we did have a seance on my birthday, which was actually to contact the spirit of Graham Parsons. And that was actually my birthday, which was the last time we did a music show on the Speakeasy with Shane Fierstein, where we did Jamaican music. Anyway, without further ado, this is The Byrds from Sweetheart of the Rodeo. It's called You're Still on My Mind.
The jukebox is playing a honky-tonk song. One more I keep saying, and then I'll go home. What good will it do me? I know what I'll find. An empty bottle, a broken heart, and you're still on my mind. People are dancing and having their fun, and I sit here thinking about what you have done. To try and forget you, I've turned to the wine. An empty bottle, a broken heart, and you're still on my mind. Alone and forsaken, so blue I could cry. I'd just sit here drinking till the bottle runs dry. What good will it do me? I know what I'll find. An empty bottle, a broken heart, and you're still on my mind. Still on my mind.
All right. And we're back. That was Graham Parsons with the Byrds. You're Still on My Mind from Sweetheart of the Rodeo. Actually, it's kind of funny. One of the bartenders out here at Roberta's, where we do the show, has the, if you've ever seen the album cover from Sweetheart of the Rodeo, he actually has that tattoo on his arm, which is pretty awesome. I'm extremely jealous. So, Graham Parsons in the late 60s and early 70s, he was hanging out with the Rolling Stones a lot, especially during the recording sessions for Exile on Main Street. And depending on which source you take your cues from, Graham says that he played on a lot of the songs on Exile on Main Street, but Keith Richards says that he didn't, even though they were good buddies. I think Keith Richards just didn't remember because they were doing a lot of stuff back then. Anyway, so on that subject of the Rolling Stones, good friend of the show, Brian Miller, brand ambassador for Tanqueray Gin, and fellow that's doing Tiki Mondays with Brian Miller at Lanikai here in New York City, he wrote in to me and said that one of his favorite drinking songs, which isn't necessarily a drinking song, But he was talking to me about the mood that a song puts you into, rather than the content of the lyrics talking about drinking. So he being, just as I am, a huge Rolling Stones fan, suggested this song, which is off of Exile on Main Street. And he says that it's basically the theme song for the Miller Mondays at Lani Kai. This one is also one of my favorite Rolling Stones songs. And I gotta tell you, without talking about drinking, it is a really great drinking song. This is Happy by the Rolling Stones off Exile on Main Street. Never get enough of that album. So when I was really first getting heavily into Exile on Main Street, that album, I was still living in Oklahoma City, and we were playing around a lot. My band was, and you know, hanging out with all these other bands, and you know, obviously doing what you do when you hang out with other bands, which is drink a lot and listen to music and then play music. One of my favorite bands that I mean, still to this day is very influential to the way that I play and write music. And I guess also the way I drink, but they, and not surprisingly, their band name is the Beefeater Project. Now they got this name. There was actually only two guys, they were in other bands, and they would get together, hang out in the studio, and just write music and drink Beefeater gin. And, you know, we would hang out in this awesome studio with, you know, taxidermy and American flags and everything you would expect to be in like a home studio, and play music together, record music. I was lucky enough to be a guest musician on a couple of tracks, and it was just a nice way to get together, talk about both subjects, because, you know, this was also the time when Gin hadn't necessarily made its comeback like it's been doing over the last few years. But there we were, sitting in the studio, listening to the Stones and Gram Parsons and drinking gin. And finally, an interesting side note with this band is that they put out so many copies of their albums, their two albums, but they've never played a live show. Not as the Beefeater Project. So it was this very special thing that if you were around when there was like a house party and the instruments would come out and they'd play these songs that you've been getting down with like forever, and you finally get to hear them live, it was just a very special thing. But on that note, we're going to switch from Happy by the Stones to a song by the Beefeater Project, which is on the flip side of the jovial drinking song. And you can definitely hear the Gram Parsons and Rolling Stones influence in their music. But this song by the Beefeater Project is called Don't Want to Get Drunk Anymore, off of Lo-Fi Resurrection of the American Underground.
I don't want to be the boy next door. It just ain't what it used to be. I don't want to wake up on the floor. Things don't matter much to me. And I don't want to get drunk anymore. I always see you in a smoky bar. Not sure what I'm doing there. You know it's hard to love the one you love when she doesn't even care. And I don't wanna get drunk anymore. I've been drunk since Christmas and I'm sick and tired. They're striking on some matches and they won't catch fire. Everybody's wasted and they can't get any higher. But I don't want to get drunk anymore.
Yeah.
All right.
Yeah. I was just remembering something from those days in Oklahoma City, hanging out with those guys in the Beefeater Project. There was definitely, like I said before, a lot of gin drinking going on in that basement studio, and talking about the Stones and Gram Parsons. And I just remembered that we used to do, there was this theater company that had a shoot-off of it called the Mixtape Club. And so a lot of the bands from Oklahoma City would get together and do these tribute shows from time to time. And we did a Stones show, and I got to play with the Beefeater Project, and we played that song Happy, amongst other things. There were probably like 20 songs that we played together. But that kind of pales in comparison to the Beatles show that we did. It was like a whole weekend long. Must have played like 120 songs. It was pretty crazy. And you can only imagine how much gin and beer was going on there. But this is going to switch up the style of music a little bit here. But we did an old school punk rock tribute show. And there's this movie called Masters of Menace. And if you've ever seen it, it's like a comedy biker movie. And it's about this biker gang that they're on probation, but they have to go bury their friend who dies on a drag bike. And one of the characters, one of the bikers, is played by the singer Lee Ving from the band Fear. And I don't know, this guy just always like reminds me of like the epitome of like the drunken biker guy. But anyway, he was a singer in a band called Fear, an old school punk rock band. And we actually covered this song at one of the old school punk rock tribute nights, and might as well play it now. I mean, it's on the subject, so this is More Beer by the band Fear. Let's rock.
Yeah.
Yeah! Oh, that's a lot of fun. I'm glad I got to slip that one in there. So, yeah, obviously, there's some chilled out drinking songs, but then there's the one, you know, every once in a while you have to throw in there just to go crazy. It's funny to me, like, I haven't really listened to that song in a while, but it's a very, and I'll probably get my ass kicked from hardcore, like, Fear fans, but it's very, like, almost a theatrical, like, production going on there in the middle. It's very, it's a performance. It's a performance, you know? And, yeah, I mean, it definitely made me want to drink. Now I'm out of beer in the studio, which is okay because there's a bottle of whiskey here. So I'm just going to take it down a notch here for a second. Speaking of performances, one of the most entertaining people I think that I've ever had on this show, well, a duo, actually, Jill DeGroff and her husband Dale DeGroff, just some lovely people. We did a very long show, and there were lots of stories going around. And, you know, obviously, a lot of times that's what these songs are about, telling stories, you know, especially, you know, when we were listening to those country songs at the beginning of the show, it's telling a story about something's going down, and, you know, don't come home and drinking with loving on your mind, or, you know, you did me wrong, empty bottle, broken heart, you're still on my mind. And in that storytelling, I can't think of any two people better than Jill and Dale DeGroff to tell me a story, especially when it comes to drinking stories. And I know they've got plenty more to tell me when they come back on the show. But Dale and Jill emailed me one of their favorite drinking songs. And it's an old, old song by Fats Waller. And it makes a lot of sense, you know, if you listen to the show with Jill and Dale on. We played some music in the studio, and Dale's been doing a lot of shows lately called On the Town. And the next one he's doing actually is November 1st. A lot of things are happening on November 1st and 2nd. There's the Bitters book by Brad Thomas Parsons that's coming out. Of course, we have Dale DeGroff doing his On the Town show at Macau Trading Company. That's November 1st, Tuesday night. You should all go out and check it out. And then November 2nd, the PDT cocktail book comes out that Jim Meehan wrote, and Chris Gall did all the illustrations. It's a beautiful book. Both books are beautiful. This is one of the DeGroff's favorite songs, and I'm sure they'll probably be playing it on November 1st, Tuesday, at Macau Trading Company. It's by Fats Waller. It's called This Is So Nice It Must Be Illegal.
Boys, I wish you could be with me right now, but this is so nice, it must be illegal. So take it easy, I'll tell you about it. This is so nice, it must be illegal, meeting you once more. Feeling so good, it could be against the law. Yes, and I'm loving you, yes. This is an age that curbs all our pleasures. Who knows what's in store? This is so nice, there must be a hidden flaw. F-L-A-W, yeah. You're so broad of shoulder, I know I'm young and older. All those dames fall in flocks. Noting your attractions, Congress may take actions and keep you underground at Fort Knox. Quick, let us kiss before it's a little. it could happen here. This is so nice, it could be a listen dear. Yeah.
A beautiful song. And I'm definitely going to be making it out on Tuesday night to see Dale DeGroff at Macau Trading Company for his On the Town show. What are we missing from today? Oh my God, you know what? It would be a total faux pas if we did not play an Irish drinking song. Because obviously there are lots of them. But let's, in true Damon Bolte fashion, let's play the rock and roll version. And, you know, we're going to do another one of these shows sometime in the near future where we're going to be playing more of our favorite drinking songs. And feel free to email the studio with your suggestions, and we look forward to hearing them. We're going to leave you with a really awesome rock and roll drinking song from a rock and roll Irish drinking rock and roll band. This is Whiskey in the Jar by Thin Lizzy. This has been The Speakeasy. Enjoy this last one. I'm Damon Bolte. We'll see you next week. Cheers.